Rust. Look at an old bike left outside, or an old nail, or a metal fence in the desert, and you'll often find rust, that crumbly orange-brown crust creeping over the metal. Rust isn't dirt that landed on the metal. It's the metal itself changing into something new, and what changes it is the air. Metal, like iron and steel, given enough time, slowly joins together with a part of the air called oxygen, the same part of the air that fire needs and that you breathe. Bit by bit, the iron and the oxygen combine and turn the hard, shiny metal into a soft, flaky orange stuff. That orange stuff is rust, but the iron and the oxygen can't turn into rust on their own in dry air. They need a little water to do it in. When water wets the metal, from rain or even the dampness in the air, the oxygen from the air dissolves into that thin film of water. And it's right there in the wet that the iron and the oxygen can finally react and the rust can spread. With no water at all, the change can barely get started, which is why iron can sit for ages in a truly dry place, while metal left out in the wet rusts so much faster. Iron doesn't come out of the ground as shiny metal in the first place. It's dug out of the earth as a kind of dull, rusty-colored rock, and people have to work hard, heating it fiercely, to turn that rock into shiny iron and steel. When iron rusts, it's slowly turning back into something very much like that rusty rock it came from. Rust is iron going home, returning to the orange, crumbly form it had before we ever made it shiny. That's why we paint metal, or coat it in oil or grease. A layer of paint seals the metal away from the air and water, so neither the oxygen nor the water can reach it, and the rusting can't start. Keep the air and the damp off iron, and it stays shiny. Let them get to it, and slowly, surely, it turns back to orange dust.